You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Census numbers are out, and Colorado's population grew by almost 15% in the last decade. So if you're wondering why house prices are going through the roof in Colorado,
yep,
it's probably because so many people are moving. The very few states that had a larger percentage increase than Colorado, I want to say it was like 3 or 4. That's it. Population, I moved to Colorado in 86, and the population has almost doubled in that time, and it has doubled since you were born, Jeremy, and okay. You're a Colorado native.
I am.
From 2.8 million the year you were born to now 5.7 million people.
That's why Wadsworth's so busy.
True that.
And Colorado Boulevard, oh my gosh.
The country's population growth slowed. Yeah. Though the country producing its second lowest decade since we started counting people, the U.S. population is now ringing in at 331 million and change.
So y'all better get out there and start having some babies.
And then the weird story of the morning, for me anyway, is this study out of Northern California where some scientists were checking out the beaches in NoCal, and they found that there were ticks everywhere. Mm. California beaches in the northern part of the state have swarms of ticks.
Gross.
The quote from one of the people doing the study said, "They are pretty much wherever we looked."
Whoa. Ticks are one of those things that freak me out. I hate ticks. They're disgusting.
Yes.
We had an incident with a dog when I was a kid, and we went camping. We came home, and it was covered in ticks. And ever since then, it's just been like, oof. And they balloon up real big, you know, and get all nasty. And you got
to
rub Vaseline on them to get them to come out. And,
so gross.
We have a classic story. Can I repeat this story about a former associate producer of our show whose dad found a tick on the dog's belly?
Yeah.
And grabbed a pair of tweezers to pull the tick off. Yeah. And the dog, of course, is losing its mind, howling in pain. And that's when the dad realized, oh, that's a nipple.
It's a nip. Stop pulling.
What dogs have to put up with.
And I think part of it, too, is I think I've told you the story where my dad was in Boy Scouts or something growing up, and he got a tick on his pee-pee ding-ding.
No!
And that's like family legend.
Your dad has more stories like this.
On the old peepee ding ding.
He's got 10,000 stories from his childhood.
I know.
That's crazy.
It's so gross.
You know, they do carry Lyme disease and
that's
other
right.
Things,
they can make you very sick.
And it's not like ticks aren't prevalent in Colorado. They are.
Yep.
That's for sure.
Stay out of the high grass.
But on the beaches of Northern California, they
that's
are,
weird.
Quote, everywhere.
It's gross.
What else trending?
Oh, big news coming out from Apple. They're rolling out an update for everybody, so you might want to check your operating system and your settings. It's the new Face ID feature is the big part of it, where you can unlock your phone while you're wearing a mask. So The phone just reads your eyes, I guess, and beep, beep, boop, opens it up. So that's a good update. I will say, with all my fear of security and being hacked, one of the greatest things I ever did was do the facial recognition on my phone. It's so nice to just hold it up to your face and it opens. It's so convenient.
Yeah, I've got to update my phone.
I've tried to trick it. Like, I'll put sunglasses on, I'll make a face, I'll cover one eye, and it's still, boom,
figures
it recognizes
out,
me.
It?
How does it do it?
I've got the
brilliant.
iPhone, too. Should I update?
It's probably time. I think it's probably time. I didn't know Casa Bonita was in this bad of shape. I guess several dozen people stood out the restaurant on outside the restaurant on Saturday, trying to raise money to keep it from going out of business.
Yeah,
I didn't know it was that bad. They lost a lot of money during the pandemic. So
the icon.
It's iconic. I know.
One of the stories from a local television station that focused, they thought they were being funny, I guess. Practically their entire story online on this TV station is focusing on how the food's not that good.
Right, it's
like,
not.
I mean, why do you got it?
We all know.
It's like,
it's just the experience of
it. A, you're stating the obvious, and B, during a time when an iconic restaurant is struggling, that's what you have to, you know, point out.
Casa Bonita, Casa Bonita, food and fun and a festive atmosphere. Casa Bonita.
That's the one.
Maybe the South Park guys need to make a huge donation.
I know. That's a great idea. I guess we're not over this yet. The whole wardrobe malfunction from 2004, Janet Jackson. The creators of that show, Framing Britney Spears, that came out a few months ago, have announced their next documentary. It's going to be all about the wardrobe malfunction from 2004. Do we care? I don't. Well, I don't
I'm
care at all.
How long could that documentary last?
Right. I mean,
how do you stretch that
into 2 hours or whatever?
The 2 second event into 90 minutes of documentary.
I don't know, but come on, get over it.
No kidding.
No word yet if Janet or Justin will take part.
One of the worst things that's ever happened to the broadcast industry. A lot of people don't know that. But Janet Jackson's boob changed a lot about the nonsense we in the broadcast world have to put up with.
Yeah, sure.
So if Justin really did, you know, mastermind this whole thing, screw you, JT.
Right. Jacked it all up.
Made
us all puckered, man.
Really difficult.
And then speaking of entertainment, the Oscars were the lowest rated of all time. Not even 10 million people tuned in. Down almost 60% from last year, which I say good.
I agree.
It's a giant turd of a show. I hate the Oscars.
There are no people on the planet with larger, more out of control egos than Hollywood stars. Unless it's sports stars, those two combined.
Yep.
So for them to see that the world doesn't care about them.
I love every minute of this.
Had to just be, I bet they're writing
don't need
that
them.
Off. Oh, well, it's just because of the pandemic.
No. Yeah, whatever.
We just basically don't really care what you have to say.
I don't want
to
listen to you lecture me.
Put out another Marvel movie and shut up.
Thank you. Bring Iron Man back. Y'all familiar with Clifford the Big Red Dog? I have read numerous Clifford books to my kiddos. But not once while reading those did I think about Clifford defecating. But a lot of people on Reddit apparently have, and there's a conversation making the rounds this morning about where Clifford would do his business. Now, it's estimated that the dog is about 25 feet tall.
Whoa.
And would weigh about 87 tons. So, beep, boop, bop, boop, math. That's about 1,300 pounds of poopy every day coming out of that dog. And the consensus is that you'd have to teach him how to go in a dumpster. Because that much poopy is about 423 cubic feet, which would fit in a single dumpster every day. That's and that's great. How you dispose of Clifford's poo.
I'm glad somebody investigated
the big red
this.
Poo. Yeah. Thank
this is
you,
more
Reddit.
Entertaining than the Academy Award.
It is! Thinking about that, right? All right, let's do clickbait real quick.
Clickbait.
Yeah, head on over to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Clip making the rounds this morning. We now know what emojis sound like. This dude is beatboxing what emojis would sound like if they came through on your phone. He does a ghost, a clown, a gorilla, ping pong, airplane, and a bomb. And I just posted it because I love beatboxers. I think it is mad talent what these guys can do. It's mesmerizing. It's on our Facebook. Check it out. Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.